There have been floods along the Mississippi River as long as there's been a river. But the flood in 1993 was like no other in modern history. The water was higher than ever before, and it stayed high for longer than ever before. Flooding along the Mississippi and its major tributaries caused close to $10 billion of damage in 9 states. The material damage has been calculated, but biologists are still assessing the damage to the environment. We're on the Clarence Cannon Refuge in Missouri, about 85 miles upstream from St. Louis. Dave Ellis is a refuge manager with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We're driving toward the floodplain forest right next to the river. Photos show that in 1993, the water would have been well over the top of the truck.
The 93 flood was so severe, it was so high and stayed all summer long, that even a lot of trees that are adapted to occasional flooding couldn't stand that, and we've had a large number of trees die.
When we get to the river, even though it's been more than 5 years, the damage is easy to see. Many trees have fallen, broken at the watermark about 10 feet up the trunk. Ellis says 30 to 40% of the trees in this area are dead or dying. Every time a windstorm blows up, it knocks over more of them. Dave Ellis says the worst loss is the hardwoods, trees such as the pecans and pin oaks that drop nuts and acorns that the wildlife eat.
Deer, squirrel, turkeys eat them. Some ducks eat them. Wood ducks and mallards will eat them when the woods are flooded. A number of other bird species eat acorns.
It's a main source of food for the animals. It'll take decades for nature to replace the trees. The damage is not just here, it's all along the river. A professor of biology at Western Illinois University has been studying a stretch of the Mississippi near the Iowa-Missouri border. Richard Anderson says there, large trees are still dying from the effects of the 93 flood. For many larger birds, those trees are home.
The area that I'm familiar with is a very important wintering habitat for bald eagles. It's a very important area for herons and egrets, both of which have rookeries or colonies of nesting birds in this area. And they tended to use the tallest, biggest trees. Typically in our area, those would have been the cottonwoods and occasionally a sycamore. With those trees dying, it affects their perch locations, their nesting locations.
Anderson says the trees were not the only casualties of the 93 flood. The floodwaters stirred up a massive amount of silt. As the waters receded, they left sediment in the backwaters and wetlands along the river.
In some cases, as much as 12 inches of fine sediments in some of these areas. Now, that caused some of the naturally occurring little backwater areas to simply fill in and go to moist soil and woody kinds of vegetation much more rapidly than it would have normally.
So there are fewer places for fish to spawn and turtles and frogs to live. It'll affect ducks, too. Dick Steinbach manages the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Refuges along a nearly 400-mile stretch of the Mississippi. In 1993, where we were standing looked like a huge lake. It's where the floodwaters of the Mississippi and the Illinois rivers merged. Now it's a resting spot for thousands of ducks. Steinbach says not only reptiles and amphibians have been hurt by all the sediment filling in the wetlands along the rivers.
When backwaters get to the point where they convert from a wetland into an upland, waterfowl, shorebirds, waterbirds, everything that is water or wetland dependent is going to suffer.
Steinbach says the 93 flood and subsequent floods have done more damage than the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service can repair. He says the process that floodwaters began will continue for decades.
As those hardwoods are lost, they're going to be replaced by softwood, the maple, the cottonwood, the willow, and the mast, the acorn as a food source, and some of the hardwood structure that provides nesting for passerine birds is going to be lost. And that's a concern with not only the biologists, but I think communities up and down the river.
A concern not only because of nature lost, but because tourists come to watch the eagles and out-of-town hunters come to shoot waterfowl. River recreation and wildlife mean $1 billion a year to the economy of small towns along the Mississippi River. Because nature is still adapting, it'll be several years before we really begin to know just how much damage was caused by the 1993 flood. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.